Many of us might give in to a persistent disease like brain cancer, especially after a series of surgeries failed to cure it completely, but not Bethann Telford. This government publishing office employee soon departs for Antarctica, where she plans to run the first of 7 marathons in 7 days, each on a different continent. Ms. Telford joins me now with her story. Good to have you on.
Well, thank you, Tom. It's great to be on the Federal News Drive.
And because this question comes up a lot, we should point out by marathon, you mean the full 26.2-mile version.
That's absolutely correct. 26.2 miles of running.
And let's back up a minute. Tell us about yourself. You are at the GPO. What do you do there? How long have you been there?
Yeah, it's been an honor to be a federal employee. I have been at the government publishing office for over 14 years. I am the GPO special events coordinator. So although I do not know a lot about printing, over the years I've learned by just walking around. We are a great facility of 8 floors, 2 big buildings of printing. And what I do is I give the employees the great events that come up. So like Veterans Day, we do a huge event, and that's probably our biggest because we have a lot of veterans. Employee social hours, where they get to go away from the big machines and come up to the place called Harding Hall, named after the president, and enjoy a Christmas celebration or a summer picnic for over an hour, and just to see the smiles on their faces as they are producing our history and what's said on the Hill and through the president, it gives them a moment to enjoy a holiday as well.
And a great view of the 4th of July festivities from the roof there, too.
It is a great view, but we don't do much on the 4th of July. We do give employees a day off, even though our doors never close, they're never locked. We do enjoy wonderful events.
You have been afflicted with brain cancer for some time now, and although it doesn't sound like it, speaking with you right now on the phone.
I've been suffering from brain cancer. I say I was blessed with this disease because I've been able to do so many wonderful events and advocacy for it. I have, back in 2004, when I was working here at the government publishing office, I was running marathons. I'm from Pennsylvania, and when I lived there, I played field hockey and competitive team sports. So I never ran marathons, but you know, in this city and having the wonderful monuments, you come here and there's a lot of people walking the mall, running the mall. So I got into marathoning, and I wanted to do the Marine Corps Marathon, which is the D.C. Marathon and the People's Marathon. And I was running that in 2004 and felt a pop in my head on mile 19, which at the time was Haynes Point. And 3 days later, was diagnosed with a brain tumor. And that being said, I've, to this day, sitting here right on the phone with you and live, I've raised almost $1 million. I'm about 100,000 short of that. I'm hoping to get that before I leave for Antarctica.
So you have people sponsoring the activity that you're about to embark on.
That's right. 100% of my money goes to a foundation that's right here in Washington, D.C. It's called Accelerate Brain Cancer Cure, and it was founded by Gene and Steve Case, and they're the co-founders of AOL. And unfortunately, Steve's brother, Dan, died of a brain tumor, and they founded this ABC Squared to help find and fund research for a cure.
And if you don't mind my asking, what is your prognosis now that you've been diagnosed? It's almost a dozen years on now.
Yeah, so I've had several brain surgeries as well as what's called a bladder augmentation due to the fact of having the brain cancer parts of my body have shut down, that being my bladder. And I suffer from different, you know, seizures and different disabilities, but they are abilities that I have to deal with. I'm blind in my left eye. My last MRI was just a couple weeks ago to get prior to this departure and this epic event. There is growth. I have the live cancer in my body, but I'm dealing with it, and I do realize that, again, I'll have another brain surgery and also have to go back for the bladder, because what I had done at GW Hospital for the bladder, it was a type of research project, and it does need a little bit of tweaking for me to continue on.
We're speaking with Bethann Telford, Special Events Coordinator at the Government Publishing Office. And now you are about to embark to Antarctica. What are the logistics involved in getting there? And where on Earth, or where in Antarctica, I should say, does this race take place?
So I am really leaving D.C. from the airport on Saturday evening around 5 o'clock, and I fly from D.C. to Chile. And in Chile, I have to meet up with all the other competitors. We get our health check. We go all over the rules. There's about 15 of us in this competition now. And I am the only USA female, and I'm the only participant in this event with live cancer in their body and the first ever to do it. So I've already won for the USA females, so I'm pretty excited about that. But after Chile, we depart for Antarctica on January 21st. We stay there for 2 days to get acclimated, and then we depart there. How we get there is a special cargo airplane, because at the same time that we fly in, we're flying other scientists in, food for the several months, and other equipment for not just the event, but for Antarctica. And we land on part of Antarctica that's called Union Glacier. And right now, the temperature today is 20 below, and we can run in that, and we will run in that. And that's actually pretty warm for Antarctica. It is the summer down there.
Well, I hope you don't get cold-induced asthma as a result of that.
No. Now, I've been training for over a year and a half for this event. I've been honored to represent United States, as well as my platform, the reason why I'm doing it, not to see the world, but to help fund pediatric cancer, especially brain cancer. And I really had a great team around me. The employees here at GPO have been wonderful. The support that I have had with family, friends, and again, coworkers have really driven me more to do this epic event.
And after Antarctica, there are six more marathons on the other six continents?
Yes, that is absolutely correct. So we leave Antarctica on the 23rd after running the 26.2, and then I head back to Chile. I run 26.2 on January 24th. January 25th, I come back to the United States in South Beach, Miami. The 26th, I'm in Spain. The 27th, I'm in Africa. The 28th, I'm in Dubai. And the final leg of the seven marathons, seven continents and 7 days, is in Antarctica in Sydney. Now, although, Tom, this is the last finish line of the seven marathons, that is not my finish line. My finish line is going to be when the Washington Post front page reads, "We found a cure for cancer." And it doesn't need to be a cancer that is brain cancer. It could be leukemia, because we all know that leukemia could help cure brain, and breast could help cure brain or leukemia. So it's just, that's my finish line. So you know that I will be thinking on these seven continents, what's next? What can I do next to advocate? I'm a part of the White House Council for the NIH. I sit on the meetings that they have on Childhood Cancer Month and with the moonshot. And what Vice President Biden has been doing, trying to get everything through in 5 years instead of 10 years, has been remarkable. I certainly hope that we continue that on in the next administration, because it's been a vested interest in me, obviously, and so many others.
And for the jocks that might be listening, give us an idea of what your best marathon time is.
Sure. I have run several Marine Corps marathons. Like I said, that is my marathon, because I try to beat it, and it's never going to beat me. But I have qualified for Boston. I will be heading there this April for the sixth time. And, of course, I'm not a young chicken anymore. But at my prime, I was a 340 marathoner, and that's what I needed to qualify. And I've been around a 345, 350 marathoner. But for these seven marathons on seven continents, I'm really cutting it back because of the intensity of each day. So I'll probably run, you know, anywhere between a 4:05, 5:30 marathon, just to be able to get up and do it the next day. And again, my goal is not to be the fastest person out there on the course. My goal is to show, especially pediatric children that are in hospital beds, that these things can be done. And, you never have to be first all the time, but just to start and complete something and meet your goals, no matter how big or small.
Well, good luck to you. Beth Ann Telford is Special Events Coordinator for the Government Publishing Office, victim of brain cancer, but not really a victim, someone who is overcoming it day by day. 7 marathons coming up. Thanks so much for joining me.
Well, thank you, Tom. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate the listeners listening in, and I will be thinking about my many coworkers, not just here at GPO, but the outside, because I do a lot of events for outside, and I appreciate everyone's love and support.
We'll have a link to more information and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.